Good morning. It is an interesting morning. I have good news and I have bad news. Good news, did you notice it's cooler in here? And I want to make sure you thank Richard, and he helped with the time that we were here working with the technicians that were here. It was interesting, we don't have a complete set of plans on everything, and that's one of the complications for figuring it out. There's a lot of wires, we don't know what all of them are, and tracing them out has been part of the problem. But we found one diagram, and we think we have an explanation for why it gets so hot in here. There was a hot gas valve, and it seems to be installed for the preacher in the pulpit. There is a hot gas valve. I'm not sure that's why it's there, but welcome Paya back. Paya has been aloha-ing, and she is back, and we are so grateful we fell apart without her. Melba is not here. Mark is going to a cappella lead us, and so we will be along with that. If you have driven around the church or seen any of the beautiful landscaping, there are a lot of people that have put in a lot of time on the grounds and the cleaning and mowing and flowers and digging and spraying, and I'm not going to name them all, but I want to thank them all. Good work and well done. The office is closed tomorrow. Oh, the good news and the bad news. The good news, you felt the cool. It is either on or off. So about half an hour, 45 minutes from now, it may be hitting 60. Mm-hmm. That might be too much. So Richard is designated as the person, he knows how to go turn it back off again. But we have to decide at what point do we stop cooling. Now, I could probably run down to the low 60s in the attire that I'm in. Ellen would be dripping icicles. So we need to kind of, collectively, we'll just keep checking with each other, and when the time is the time, we'll turn the AC off and it'll be comfortable. Amen? Families work together. And Ellen brought a jacket, so we can go for quite a ways. And again, we are generating some hot air, so it won't get quite as cold as it. This morning we have communion. This is the first Sunday in July. And we honor and acknowledge our 4th of July, our Independence Day. But we also celebrate Holy Communion. And the Lord invites to his table all who will come. All who would come forward, all are welcome, all are blessed to receive the sacraments. All of you have done this before with us, so you know the routine. You come forward and receive the elements, partake immediately, return to your sides. If you would like to remain seated because you just want to remain seated, or if you are ambulatorily challenged, let the ushers know. We will be happy to bring the elements to you after everyone has been served through the lines. So you are invited to communion. By way of other announcement, I'm not sure that there are other things that we need to announce. Paya has something. Michael, do you have a microphone? Fresh back from Hawaii. I bet it's an invitation to pineapples.
I wish. I don't have pineapples. I'm sorry. But I do have Vacation Bible School on July 11th through the 15th from 9:30 to 12:30. Please see Stephanie. She needs some help with some adults, especially for the preschoolers and the toddlers, to take them around. So if you could please see Stephanie Iverson
to help out.
Thank you.
We have a great Vacation Bible School and it is well done, but we do need some extra help. Ruby has shared that Interfaith is very, very active right now and that there are a lot of demands right now on food and on resources. If you can donate to them, they need shampoo, a cup of soups, instant meal type things. So Ruby, stand up and wave so everybody knows where you're at. Back here, okay. Get those to Ruby, she's our interface. Did you hear that I actually got that right on the first try? Thank you. Other announcements for the good of the order. Helen has something, Michael.
There's lettuce in the back. Please help yourselves.
Let us partake. I woke up on the right side of the bed, I guess. That's more of that hot air. That's exactly right. Other announcements, other things for the good of the order. All of that around us, all that's going on and all the world that is about doing Christ's work, we celebrate. Now let us turn to worship. Amen? Stand, wave to those near you, remain standing for our call to worship.
Now, if you'll remain standing for the call to worship. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Where God's people gather, God is in the midst in all creation. God is almighty. Lord God, we lift our voices in celebration. We acknowledge you in the celebration of our nation, founded and organized under you. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Give thanks for the Lord's goodness. God's steadfast love endures forever and ever. Remain standing for the hymn.
The hymn is 696, America the Beautiful. Starting up.
One, two, three. Oh, beautiful for spacious sky, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains majestate above the fruited plain. And mercy more than love. city's gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God mend thy every flaw, and firm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law.
Amen.
Amen.
The first scripture this morning is from the sixth chapter of Galatians. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work, then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, with that shirt he's gone on, I want to stop and salute it every time he walks by the Stars and Stripes. America, indeed. In our time of concerns for prayers and concerns, I do not have a lot of updates for you. It has been a very busy week trying to work on mechanical things, and so I haven't had time to confer with other concerns, but you see those on the back page. Let's continue our prayers in all of those as we were. I did not mention that. That's the other piece of good news. The elevator is working. Amen. Amen. It gives you a real lift. I can't help myself this morning. I don't know what's going on there. Thoughts and prayers for those in the midst of tribulations. Don and Jeanette Boyles, I'm sure that they are recovering well from COVID, but all the combinations of things going on with him. I have not heard on Monroe. That's probably good news. It will be slow and steady progress as he recovers. Others, what other concerns might you have? Michael, down here, if you would bring a microphone to this young woman named Dawn down here in the middle on your right-hand side. I should also welcome people who are watching online live and who will watch this broadcast later. We are back. Paya, we are hot. We are? All right. God bless Paya. Thank you. Dawn.
Just prayers for Sandy, Richard, and Riley. They've all got COVID up in Alaska right now.
Okay. Sandy and her clan in Alaska have COVID. It is intriguing to me that we can now say they have COVID and understand that we can treat it, we can deal with it, and their prognosis is good. Amen? God is good all the time, all the time. Other concerns? Tim, please.
We have a friend that her son got in a bad accident last Saturday, a week ago, and he has repaired to his hip, and he's like 19 years old. So he's going to have a long, long time to...
Okay, car accident. Tell me his name. Say again. Nathan. Nathan, yep. 19-year-old, car accident, and hip injuries. Okay, Nathan, thank you. That's the bad news. My ears are getting older and grayer. It goes that way. Other concerns by way. The bad news is I forgot to set it out, the birthday list. The good news is I have it here. Let me find it. That's the grocery list. That's not it. Okay, here we go. I have on Tuesday that Siociana and Vili are celebrating an anniversary of 19 years. Is that true? Last Tuesday. The good news and the bad news, I can read, but I don't comprehend. Thank you. So happy anniversary to you last Tuesday. All right. And yes, and we did that. Debbie Gunther had a birthday, and the doctors had an anniversary. Tom and Dawn's anniversary is today. 45 years? Amen. Thank you for... Monday, Lori Danielson has a birthday. Tuesday, Louise Jasper has a birthday. Wednesday, Siociana has a birthday. She's turning 18. On Wednesday, also, Earl and Marianne Pierce are having their 66th anniversary. And we haven't seen them in a bit. He's still struggling with recovering from his stuff. So if you get a chance to drop them a line or a note or at least say a prayer. So are there others? All right. We have other concerns in our midst that we know are there. We have not lifted them aloud, but they are in our prayers, and we continue. Let's turn to our unison prayer. Lord, we seek your attentive ear as we turn to prayer. Lord, we're thankful for your blessing of those we have named. Let us be mindful of those absent. We lift before you, Lord, those who are ill or fragile or unable to join us in worship. Lord God, thank you for the blessing of being born in this nation of liberty and prosperity. Help us, Lord, to be aware of those who are less fortunate, especially the children who have no access to education or health care. Help us open our hearts and our minds and our doors to them. Lord God, unite us as your people doing your will. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Lord God, we invite you to join us in this, your sanctuary, in this place of special peace, of this place of recentering. We ask that you join us. And when we go out from here, we ask that you go out with us and be with us in the next few days as we celebrate as a nation our birthday. Be with all of those who stand in awe and celebration with fireworks and parties and gatherings and all of the celebrations. Be with all the dogs and critters hiding in a corner from all the fireworks going off. Be with firefighters if there are incidents that get out of control. Be with us as we are aware that all great blessings, the blessing of this nation, all blessings come from you. It is from you that all good comes, and we give you thanks. As we come and gather here, we have our individual prayers, and they are real, and you hear them, but we need to pause and give thanks that you are with us through the Holy Spirit always upon us. As we are thinking about ourselves, we sometimes deny our own struggles, thinking of all those with greater struggles. Let us pray for both. Let us be aware that each of us struggles and each of those others struggles, and give thanks that you are with all of the world, all of the people, all of the time. On this beautiful morning, be with us. Be with us as we gather to worship, to recenter ourselves on you, that we might be your disciples that travel forward into the world, that we might offer Christ, that we might share the blessings, the joy that we find with you, with those who so desperately need it. Lord God, hear our prayers and hear us as we lift our prayers in unison with the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your offerings. Thank you for your gifts and graces. We are going to have a little bit of a bill with the air conditioner. Thank you for helping with that as well. When that time comes, we'll let you know. I invite the ensemble forward for our anthem.
Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, the verse 1 to 11. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the Gospel. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, I ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near.'" The words of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
I invite you to be seated. I guess I better stand up. Haven't ever done a sermon sitting down. That might be something to try someday. Quick quiz for you. Some of you are real Bible scholars. I've talked with many of you, and some of you are pretty astute. Many of you have a very good Bible knowledge. There might be some Bible Christians here in our gathering. But here's a quiz question. How many did Jesus send out in, how many did he send out in the scripture we just heard? Holly just named the controversy. Some say 70, and Neo read it from the Bible. Pia had it on the screen as I had printed it out. It said 72. It's an interesting reality that the original text says 72. Somehow it became tradition that it was 70. And a generation ago, if you'd asked anyone, they would have said 70, the 70 who were sent out. And that tradition hung on so hard that people couldn't let go of it to recognize that it was 72. And one of the reasons we know that the 72 was important is that was the total number of nations in Jesus' world. There were 72 nations in Jesus' world. Do you know how many nations there are today? Around 200. But exactly how many? That's another trick question. Is Taiwan its own nation, or does it belong to China? You see, it's one of those debates back and forth. Who do you count? How do you count them? So round and around and around we go with different questions. How would you like to be one of those sent out? Be kind of fun. Go out into the world and offer Christ. Don't take anything, but what did you take, Neil? What did they say to take? Your sandals? And a tunic, and no extra tunic, just one tunic, wasn't it? Just one. It didn't look like it was terribly prepared. You had to depend upon the charity, the benevolence of others. It was a different time, certainly, but how would you like to be sent to Papua New Guinea? You know Papua New Guinea? The people are a little shorter there, and they're headhunters. How would you like to have been sent there to offer them Christ? That might have been quite a challenge. It would have been a tough thing. Fortunately, missionaries got there. Missionaries had arrived there just before World War II, and they were Christ-centered, and the natives there listened and converted. Amen. World War II came. The Japanese and the Americans were both vying for that area. Some of the American airmen were shot down over the island. The Japanese said, go and help us find these infidels so that we can kill them. And the natives, who the Japanese considered to be primitive and insignificant, kept the men alive. The Japanese did not realize what a formidable people they were, and a strong people and a Christ-centered people. Taking Christ into the world, there's your mission. Papua New Guinea, I could not imagine. You in Tonga might know a little more about that kind of an area, a little more tropical and what have you. From Colorado, I don't know if skiing would apply as a skill to use. But I want us to make some considerations this morning. Consider a moment. Well, let me ask you a question first. How many of you have a phone that you carry with you? How many of you, those are phones that can take pictures or movies? Do you realize how many different movies we could make? Every incident in the world right now is under scrutiny from videos that you can take. And have any of you posted a video that went viral and got millions of hits? Not yet. Neither have I. What if you were there and you saw something and you saw it starting to happen and you caught it on your video camera, and it is an amazing blooper. Someone doing a really dumb thing and you catch it and it could go viral and it'd make a million hits. Would that be cool? You've seen some of those. You probably, if you're connected at all on the internet, if you follow along, even if you just get emails, people send me stuff. Have you seen this? And they share it. Some amazing things. And you look at some of the people and you just have to shake your head. That blooper caught and immortalized now for the world. What if the person who made the blooper was a good friend of yours? Consider for a moment now, this is a dear friend of yours, and they've done something, and you capture it on a video, and it would certainly make a million hits. You would be famous for this. You might even be able to sell it. This is such a grand blooper. But it's a friend, and it would humiliate them at the very least. Consider for a moment. Consider for a moment, would you post that? I want you to consider the Cooper incident. That's my name for it. It's an actual event that occurred in New York. I can't tell you the date. I didn't research it that vigorously, and it doesn't need to be. But there are two Coopers unrelated. Amy Cooper, a white woman with her dog. Christian Cooper, a black man who is out birdwatching. They're in Central Park in an area that is designated for birdwatchers and has strict rules about animals, including dogs must be on a leash and kept close not to disturb the birds. The woman has her dog off leash, and it is just having a great good time. Big dog. I don't recall now. I have seen the video, but the dog cavorting about, and the man says to her, you need to have your dog on a leash. You're scaring away all of our birds. I don't know how he phrased it, but that was the gist of it. She took offense. She got a hold of the dog by its collar in her hand, and she began to yell at him and tell him to leave her alone and leave her dog alone. And he said, and he was filming this at the whole time. He said, I just wanted to express my concern that we can't birdwatch while all of this is going on. She says, you can't film me. I didn't give you permission to film me. You're bothering me. She says, I'm going to call the police. And she does. And she says on the phone, there's a man, African-American. He's got a bicycle helmet. He's recording me and threatening me and my dog. So the police arrive, and they begin to speak to the young man because she's very careful to point out what she had just said. And he shows them the video. Now the truth comes out that not only is he not threatening her or anything, but she is the one who has escalated. First time I saw the video, I went, aha, justice. Isn't that what it feels like? Here's a woman, she was definitely out of bounds. She had transgressed. Didn't we read about keeping ourselves? Isn't that what Pastor Neil was reading about? Or was it Mark or Richard that read out of Galatians? Keeping ourselves morally straight. She has transgressed. Consider the satisfaction of seeing her receive justice. Made the evening news. Consider for a moment. He was there when she was sentenced, and he said, I lost the quote, but I'll find it. He said, I'm not sure that 1 minute of poor decision making, bad judgment without question, racist response necessarily has to define her completely, you know? She is not evil. She made poor decisions. She reacted. She transgressed. But here is Christian Cooper being Christian. If we see someone transgressing, it's easy to get on our high horse. It's easiest. I love it when you see something doing something and it's right under a sign say, do not do this. And you want to walk over and say, can you read? Have you ever had that temptation? Maybe I'm the only one that gets tempted to such things. But Christ says, how do we do these things as if these are our beloved ones? Consider, Jesus says, care for your loved ones. And consider, Jesus says that everyone is our loved one. Consider that. Consider what an indictment that is to us and to our responsibilities. Are there opportunities, for grace? Are there opportunities where we might see someone and gently help them in a ways that won't humiliate, drive them away, perhaps even make them more bitter and angry? Consider Nelson Mandela, imprisoned in South Africa for standing up against the white government that was oppressing the black majority of people. He was imprisoned for decades. The same jailer kept him the majority of that time. Consider that he befriended the jailer. They became close friends and remained so till after Nelson Mandela was released, until his death. Here is a man that was jailing him, that was holding him unjustly, and he reached out in kindness. Paul said that in Galatians. Richard read it. He says, bear one another's burdens. We see other people who are off and yet are able to love them back. I don't have the details, didn't have time to find it, but it struck me of a woman who talked about the civil rights era, and one of the people in her community, a quite esteemed man, was one of the leaders of the Ku Klux Klan. She virulently opposed that movement, and she talked to him, and over time, gently and caringly, he resigned from the Klan, and he apologized for his behavior. That gentleness, that's part of what Christ is about. The longer I live, the clearer I see God at work among us. All around, I see it in places and in incidents. I see it in videos. I see it in people doing wonderful, benevolent things to do benevolent things, to do good things. And sometimes I hear people denying God, and I want to get my hackles up and begin to argue with them and convince them otherwise. And even though I am sure that I know of a loving God, I know that I must be gentler and gentler as I reach out to them. How do we do these things in gentleness? Consider those, if you will. Consider a really bad guy in the Bible. His name was Saul. He glorified in persecuting Christians. And Saul becomes Paul, the apostle of the New Testament. Consider. Now, did Jesus gently confront Paul? He blinded him on the road. He blinded him, knocked him down. That might seem a little bit intense, but with Paul, you might need that kind of intensity just to get his attention. And it is also Christ doing that work. That is not our style, or that is not our calling. But here is someone. Consider Saul redeemed to become Paul. And finally, when you see an injustice being done and you feel like perhaps they've gotten away with, perhaps this will never, it is just infuriating and you're grumbling and gritting your teeth, pause a moment and remember, God is not mocked in human history. That was in Galatians again. God is not mocked. All justice will be ultimately administered by the Lord God. Consider what grace and how grateful we can be to have the perfect judge. Amen? Amen. I believe that it's time to turn to communion. If you will join us, Neil and I, and turn in your hymnals to page 13, The Great Thanksgiving.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heavens, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are those who come in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciple, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice. In union with Christ's offering for us, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Holy Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. The table is set. Come and partake from the Holy Communion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Hum that for a second. Good cover. Would you lead us? This is my song.
Please stand up.
If you'll all stand and join us, this is my song, number 437.
This is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shine. But other hearts in other lands are beating with hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. My country's skies are bluer than the oceans, and sunlight beams on clover leaf and pine. But other lands have sunlight too, and clover, and skies are everywhere as blue as mine. Oh, hear my song, thou God of all the nations, with song of peace for their land and for mine. This is my prayer, O Lord of all earth's kingdoms, the kingdom come, on earth thy will be done. Let Christ be lifted up till all shall serve him, and hearts united learn to live as one. Oh, hear my prayer, thou God of all the nations, myself I give thee, let thy will be done.
Happy Independence Day. That independence of our nation from Britain, that celebration of a nation free with determination of our own. Let it be a determination that follows Christ in all times and all places and offers Christ, and let us be considerate that we might find grace and that the Lord guide us and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Join hands if you will. Let us sing our closing.
Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the Lord of God surround you everywhere, everywhere you may go.
Amen.